Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, Jen Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Big night tonight happening, of course, in Philadelphia sports. Flyers, who really need a win in action. Sixers, who could use a win from a playoff positioning standpoint in action without Embiid. And, of course, Temple tonight. Second game, I believe it's around 9:40 tonight. NCAA tournament gets going. 9:10, I should say, in Dayton, Ohio. So much to discuss. Of course, the Eagles, the offseason, they signed a safety yesterday. Phil's getting ready
for the start
of the season. Yeah, we'll get into that. I like that. Like to hear that. Phil's starting 9 days. So much happened. We'll talk to you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie again. Hop aboard the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
John.
Periodic table of elements.
Yes.
118 elements on there.
I used to know them. Used to. I still know Na is, what, salt, right?
Well, it's sodium.
Sodium, okay. Well, then what's salt? I don't know. I get it confused. But go ahead.
Well,
I don't know much. Don't try to trick me. Just go ahead. Finish your freaking facts.
No letter J. No letter J on the entire periodic table. It's the only letter that does not appear.
All right. That is unusual.
Really? It's amazing.
That is kind of amazing. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it. 888-729-9494. Now, if you're all templed up, phone calls certainly will take them. Temple in action later on tonight. And again, Sixers and Flyers. Eagles offseason continues on. John, the Fortnite story, you and I were both talking about this yesterday. And Angelo spent a lot of time talking about it this morning, and rightfully so, because, you know, it's a very strange story. I mean, to here is the new season's about to begin. Yesterday was 10 days to the start of the season. Now we're 9 days to the start of the season. That there's an issue back from last September and really from last season where Gabe Kapler is permitting the playing of a video game in the clubhouse, to me, is ridiculous. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I think that the thing that hits me more than anything about this is that Kapler, who a lot of people last year were highly skeptical of, and that included my own feelings, but I think a lot of people, as the team in those first 4.5 months in particular, played very well, better than it seemed that they were individually. That, you know, they would field poorly, they would hit poorly, but for 4.5 months, they were still finding ways to win. Their relief pitching was poor, large stretch there. For 4.5 months, they kept winning. And it's like, well, how are they winning? I thought, you know what, maybe Gabe Kapler does have something going on here with how he applies analytics to baseball to try to find an advantage. And, you know, and I do think he's a good guy. And I came around to saying, you know, I want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. We'll see what happens. And certainly there's still a lot of that remains. But I'll say this, John, that the Fortnite story, to hear that he permitted Fortnite going on, you know, around games and as has been said by Carlos Santana, during games, to me is a real indictment of Kapler. And it's one of those things where I think it's going to prove to be a setback for him. Look, we'll see how this team plays this year. Obviously, there's a lot of talent. If they you know, get to the playoffs, great stuff and all that. But to me, this brings Kapler under the – and you don't want to be in this – you don't want to be in the focus of consternation of fans who already have been skeptical of you, started coming around on you, and now it's like you hear a story where a veteran who's since been traded says – yeah, and players last year down the stretch of the season were playing Fortnite during games. That's a bad look for Gabe Kapler. I mean, that's a, like, to me, that's one of those things where if this thing goes awry this year, all right, and I hope it does not, and certainly there's talent here that this thing should at least be very good. Whether they're truly great, we'll see. But this is one of those moments, I believe, where a fan base who's been wanting to give Kapler some benefit of the doubt, a little begrudgingly, because he's a little bit bizarre and he talks in these big old words and it doesn't really resonate with the way we speak or think. But it's like, now I'm like, I got this story and I'm like, Gabe, dude, You talk accountability. You talk responsibility. You talk preparation. You talk come to work, ready to work, okay, which in baseball is play. And now I got guys playing Fortnite down the stretch of September. Gabe, that ain't working for me. Look, 888-729-9494. John, what do you make of it? I mean, this Fortnite story, Angelo spent a ton of time on it today. A lot of calls, people very passionate about it. What do you make of it?
I have thought long and hard about this, and this is an issue that I struggle with personally at my house, gaming with my kids. It is, when you boil it down, a societal issue. I mean, this is not happening just in the Phillies clubhouse. The Blue Jays have the same issue. I mean, David Fizdale talked about the Knicks. The New York Knickerbockers have this issue.
Yep.
Jay Wright's talked about it. Ike Reese talked about it. You know, his son betrayed him. Ike took away the video console, and he found out his son was like secretly still playing on his phone anyway, behind Ike's back. He knew Ike didn't want him to play anyway.
Classic.
But he did.
My kind of move, Ike, by the little Reese.
And I know
my kind of move.
Listen, I know Ike. Ike is a good dad. Ike sets rules and sets limits, and he treats his kids. Yeah, I mean, he's just like the model dad, and his son is doing this. You know, Nick Williams talks about the fact that Gabe Kapler texts the lineup out. You know, the night before, so Nick appreciates that because it gives him an opportunity, if he's not in the lineup, to stay up late playing Fortnite.
Well, that's ridiculous, but okay.
Listen, it's just what they do. And yes, Gabe does play into that in some ways. You know, he texts them the lineup. I'm sure it's gotten back to him that guys appreciate that because they can plan accordingly.
Yep.
I'm sure he knows guys are staying up late playing Fortnite. Remember early on, he said, guys, don't set an alarm. Sleep till your body tells you to wake up. You know, like, he's doing things differently. Gabe, yes, when you first glance at this, it feels like, man, Gabe didn't have any control over the situation.
Exactly.
And Carlos Santana took control.
That's what it feels like.
Well, what if Gabe knows the situation, understands that this is prevalent in society, period. It's not going to go anywhere, this video gaming obsession. And rather than fight it, he will coach around it. He will work with it. You know, like, rather than take something away. I do believe it is a societal stain. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it drives me crazy.
I'm sure there is a lot of
that. Trying to regulate on this front with my 14-year-old, with my 12-year-old, with my 8-year-old. My 8-year-old's the worst one.
But it's Kapler's.
Playing Roblox.
But it's Kapler's job.
I understand
to stop that.
But does Kapler do as good a job if he alienates himself from his players by coming down hard on this thing?
Oh, we got to be
society,
nice. Be nice to them.
You do.
Be nice.
Joe, Larry, listen, I was not coached that
let's
way.
Let's all be nice.
Hey, don't even talk to me like that.
Come on, man.
I don't care.
I'm playing with you. Relax.
I don't care about being coached that way personally because I wasn't. Larry Boa talked to us about how these guys are so different now.
I remember.
Larry Boa, the hard guy himself, you know, like, tells us he has to, you know, kind it down a little bit.
Yeah, I remember. I was very taken aback when he said that. I was very surprised that Boa said that.
Yeah, but listen, Larry Boa is evolving as a coach.
Right.
Larry Boa knows he has to in order to get through to these guys, in order to motivate them properly, in order to get the best out of them. You know, like, I think this is very convoluted, but I think the bottom line is this is not a Gabe Kapler problem. This is a whatever this millennial generation problem.
Yeah.
This is a millennial issue that Gabe Kapler probably is worried about, probably spends a lot of time thinking about, and is trying to manage in a way that doesn't turn his team against him.
Well, listen.
Like, I don't blame him.
Yeah, and I do.
See, and I did at first.
Yeah, I remember.
But you've got to think this through, man.
All right, so I hear what you're saying. Is it societal? Is it generational? Absolutely. I agree with you on that. Of course it is. That's, I mean, look, I'm not around the 20-year-olds that often anymore. I guess I'm a little out of touch with that. But I hear that from a lot of people, the teenagers, whatever the hell.
Don't be a fuddy-duddy,
no,
Joe.
I hear that, all right? But my thing is, it is the responsibility. And, yeah, I'll use that word. It's a very easy word to use. It is the responsibility of the guy in charge to make sure that that aspect of society does not get in the way of the preparation process or the performance of baseball players being paid millions of dollars. To me, that's ridiculous. And here's where I have a particular problem with it, John. Let me say this. Let me tell you where I have a particular problem with it. Last year's team, for the most part, was a bunch of young guys. For the most part, that had accomplished nothing in Major League Baseball. Arrieta had accomplished something. Santana had accomplished something that he had been a, whatever, 7, 8, 9-year vet. He at least had been around Major League Baseball. He had hit some home runs. For the most part, most of those guys had done jack squat in their career. Squat. And, like, I think back to Andy Reid, and I know a lot of you guys that, I mean, I guess maybe the ones that played for Reid right before you got there, John, with Andy in 99, have talked about how hard Andy Reid was in 99, how hard Andy Reid was in 2000. Driving the guys, it was for the most part a young team, and how he set a tone and he set a tempo early in his tenure. And it wasn't until a couple of years later that Andy Reid felt that he had players he could trust and that they had bought into his system, and then he could back up a little bit, back off a little bit, because he trusted the players to be self-starters and handle their business.
Well, and Gabe Kapler can't do that.
Well, that's my problem. Like, for Gabe with a bunch of young guys last year, in year
it's
one.
It's a different era. It's a different time.
That bothers me.
He could never come at them the way Andy came in, the way Dick Vermeil came in when he arrived in St. Louis to coach the Rams, where it was padded practices every single day, sometimes two or three times.
Right.
I don't care if you're hurt. I don't care if you're tired. You're going to do what I say, and that's it. It's my way or the highway. You can't get through to these guys this way.
We have breaking news.
We have breaking news,
all right,
guys.
Let me say this. We have 94WIP breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. James Seltzer, what do we have?
So, for Phillies fans who have dreamed of this, this is a bummer. According to Jeff Passan from 2 minutes ago, breaking, star center fielder Mike Trout and the Los Angeles Angels are finalizing a record-breaking 12-year contract worth more than $430 million.
Wow. Well, that is a disappointment. That is a disappointment. Nothing you can do there. Phillies didn't have a chance to talk to him yet. Obviously, those that thought his heart was set to come back to Philadelphia were wrong. He gets the biggest contract in the history of baseball. I believe that would be the biggest contract, certainly in the four sports combined all time. We can figure out the yearly total, but a 430 number, you said, James? Is that what you said?
12 years, $430 million.
Well, he is the best player of his generation, and he is now officially off the board.
Excuse me, worth more than $430 million.
Well, that is some breaking news. All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, we'll take your reaction on that coming up. We'll react more to that. That is a bummer. Also, as John is saying, more of a societal issue than a capital issue. I get that it stems from society, but to me, it's the coach's responsibility to nail that thing down and not let that get in the way of the clubhouse and winning ballgames and being prepared for them. 888-729-9494. Wow. Trout news, that's a bummer. All right, reaction on all of it next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie, off and running on WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.